This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A report out today from the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says government-backed mortgages from the Federal Housing Administration may be too easy to get. The loans are aimed at borrowers who might look like a foreclosure risk. The problem, according to the report, is that FHA foreclosures are feeding off of each other. Blake Farmer of Station WPLN reports.
Former Fannie Mae executive Ed Pinto found FHA foreclosures tend to bunch up in certain urban zip codes. One spot in Chicago had a delinquency rate of 70%. Pinto says empty homes lead to crime, dragging down property values. He calls it the FHA effect.
You have so many borrowers in those zip codes that are being foreclosed, you get this cycle of foreclosure that goes on because of the concentration of high-risk borrowers that FHA is putting into these neighborhoods.
Lenders have started to loosen credit restrictions, which has helped the country inch out of the housing crisis. But Pinto says FHA mortgages need tighter rules. He suggests higher down payments or shorter terms so buyers don't take on more house than they can afford. Betty Teasley Solmers is with the Tennessee Housing Development Agency. Like many homeownership advocates, she says the answer is home buyer education.
We think that's a powerful tool in preventing foreclosure, and we've actually had some research bear that out.
Solmers says the foreclosure rate for loans made through her agency is down to 1 or 2%, even with some buyers putting down no money at all. I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.